I have read the terms and conditions, the new terms and conditions for Audioboo, maybe 6 or 7 times. I have gone through them with a fine comb. In addition, I've been to Medium, which Audioboo is using as a publishing arm, and I have read several posts by Audioboo. I have listened to, I think, just about everyone who's made audio about the predicament that has been created by the latest changes within Audioboo. I want to speak in this short piece to SM2N, who I've just listened to. In fact, I want to speak to two people. I want to speak to SM2N, and they're both connected, and Night Drake. As far as I can see, there will be no free Audioboo accounts after the 2nd of October. You will not get a free account with ads on it. You will have to pay money. And the minimum amount of money you will have to pay is $10, 10 euros, 10 pounds. And there is no way around that. I've also discovered, although I'm relying on somebody else for this, so I can't speak personally to this, that each of the 5 episodes you are permitted to put up in a month, that each of them can be 200 minutes long. If so, in comparison with the amount charged by SoundCloud, for example, it's phenomenal value, because in a month, that means you can put 1,000 minutes up. And I know for certain that that's way cheaper than the unlimited account on SoundCloud. And I haven't bothered to check for absolute certainty, but I believe it's an awful lot, less than anywhere else that I have ever come across or that anyone has ever told me about. Simon raised a question that surprised me, and it was that he wondered if there was anyone who was visually impaired using Anchor. Now, I can say for certainty that there are several, but I don't know how many there are. So let me just refer you, Simon, and everybody else to Night Drake here on, that's NIGHTDRAKE, who has posted a number of pieces recently about her experience of on Anchor. And there's even one I've just listened to before I listened to Simon. Now, she's visually impaired, and so there is one good witness and reporter for it. I do know others, but I need to absolutely make sure that I don't mislead you by giving them you, or by referring, oh look, I'll say it, Melissa Rowe. Check out Melissa Rowe's. For anyone who listens, SM2N has now got an account, Night Drake has an account, Melissa Rowe has an account, has had one for a long time actually. Sabrina McKenna has one, which I don't think she's used, what I know she hasn't used for ages, and she's an Audioboo user, and a wonderful, wonderful voice, by the way. And who else? Yes, a person whom I go back with a long time, and a man who I have always been attracted to on Audioboo for several reasons, and these are not in order of importance, but they might be in order of importance. One is his accent, the sound of his voice. I really find it refreshing, because I don't know anyone else who has that accent on Audioboo or on. And I'm not talking about Tinian, who's also over there on Anchor, and I'm just reminding people of Tinian. That's, his name is Brett, but he's on Anchor as Tinian, T-I-N-N-I-O-N, and I go back a long way with him too. But Adrian at TurboStream. Oh, the second thing besides Adrian's accent is that Adrian came, if you like, under the influence of the most wonderful person on Audioboo, I have often thought, Nick Holloway-Vox. Nick Holloway-Vox, big influence in the life of many, of a small number of people, but a deep influence would be the way. Adrian met Nick face to face and recorded audio with him. Third reason that I remember, that I associate with Adrian, is the move, his own move, towards a life of greater simplicity. And then, of course, there's Adrian's connectivity with, a connection with, Daylight Gambler, Big Ray at one stage, and maybe still even, Pilgrim Chris, Piss Krildrum. No, Chris Pilgrim, and others that I can't think of immediately, because those people went, you know, walking together, went to Dartmoor together, if I remember rightly, I think Adrian went to Scotland and met McColgan in Scotland and made audio with McColgan. The guys went walking, I think, on Hadrian's Wall. Well, of course, there is the, not Chris Reed, there is, oh, help. Adrian will understand who I mean. Anyway, look, I really wanted to speak of particularly the views that Simon SM2N, who's using Audio Boo and will be doing, I suspect, some more boos about this, and thank goodness, and Night Drake, who will be doing the same, and wait for it, when she gets to Anchor, I'll be blowing the trumpet for Gwen Clian. And everyone has their own, you know, fake people, their own contact people. You know, mine, I have a lot, you know, let's say, of people who have enriched my life. It's still my intention to speak to and about them during September. Thank you very much for listening. Paul O'Mahony. I will put this piece of audio also over onto Anchor, where, as Night Drake has pointed out very, very clearly this morning, you can post the whole of your audio boo, almost no matter how long it is. And it'll go up in joined up bits of 5 minutes long. It'll be displayed within the Anchor app as individual segments of 5 minutes. But for the listener, it'll be totally seamless. Okay, thank you very much for listening. So much food for thought. And I still am debating with myself about whether I'm going to buy Anchor. No, yeah, whether I'm going to buy Audioboo a bottle of wine a month. Bye.